in the midst of this week's heat wave. Jen Kinney, who curates our Things to Do guide at WHYY.org, went looking for a little relief, and she found some cool places.
Ah, the sounds of summer. Air conditioners, ice cream trucks, firecrackers, and of course, freaked out dogs. I love summer in the city as much as anybody, but the heat earlier this week sent me looking for another type of summer sound. I drove north of the city and went camping near the Delaware Water Gap. There were people kayaking and tubing, families looking for tadpoles in the Delaware River. That's where I met the Miletich family. They were sitting with their beach chairs in the water at the Dingman's Ferry campground, playing a game they had invented, stacking rocks into a tower and then tossing other rocks to knock them down.
We're up here for a camping trip, just start the day. We're going to end on Sunday, and we're having a good time already. And we're staying in campsite number 121, right on the river. We're going to be cooking hamburgers tonight on the fire, and tomorrow night, rib steaks. That's going to be fantastic. They taste better over a fire. We were here last year, and my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter were not outdoorsy, but they loved it.
We were afraid of tent camping.
Yeah, why were you afraid of it?
I don't know.
Bugs.
The Delaware Water Gap is about 2 hours north of Philadelphia. There's camping, hiking. I learned there's even a shuttle called the River Runner, so you can float down the Delaware in canoes or inflatable tubes and then get driven back to your starting point totally free. This weekend, you can float or take the shuttle to the Shawnee River Fest. It's a free, family-friendly music festival at the Shawnee Inn in East Stroudsburg. To get on the water closer to the city, Nakamixon State Park has a 5,000-acre lake that's ideal for boating, fishing, swimming. Plus, it's right near Quakertown, where you'll find a cluster of great antique stores, all, thankfully, air-conditioned. And while I was there, I checked out Ringing Rocks County Park. It's a boulder field where certain rocks make a musical ringing sound when struck. It might be the only concert this summer that's Bring Your Own Hammer.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
Okay, I didn't say it was a great concert. I'm going to get my dog barking again. Back in the city for live music this weekend, check out First Time's the Charm. That's a two-day music festival intended to diversify the indie music scene and encourage new musicians. That's at Philomoka in Spring Garden this Friday and Saturday nights.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like...
Looking forward to next week. It's the 20th anniversary of the miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and Miss Hill herself is performing at the Festival Pier in Philadelphia on Friday, July 13th. That's with MIA, Busta Rhymes, and more. You might want to get a ticket before they sell out. I've got lots more online, including the Blueberry Festival at Lynn Villa Orchards and dinner outdoors at the Hagley Museum in Wilmington, Delaware. Check it out at WHYY.org, and stay cool out there.